Incomplete training contributed to deadly train derailment. A 17-car train derailment near Brooks, Alberta, Canada, has been attributed to incomplete training. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada investigated the incident and released its report, which revealed a series of critical errors made by the crew. On February 5, 2024, a Canadian Pacific Railway freight train was proceeding westward when a train-initiated emergency brake application occurred, resulting in the derailment of the trailing head-end locomotive and the first 17 intermodal rail cars. The investigation found that the train had to be stopped in Ontario the day before due to smoke emanating from one of the traction motors. The locomotive engineer took steps to address the issue by cutting out the affected motor and its associated speed sensor. However, this action removed an important line of defense against locked axle conditions, which could have prevented the derailment. It is unclear why neither the locomotive engineer nor the supervisor mechanical, locomotive, made mention of the speed sensors in their respective fault logs. The removal of the central locomotive specialist position in 2014 to 2015 had a significant impact on the crew's ability to troubleshoot and repair issues. The SMLs assumed many of the responsibilities, but without proper training and technical knowledge, they were unable to fully understand the implications of cutting out speed sensors. This lack of understanding led to a series of critical errors that ultimately resulted in the derailment. The incident highlights the importance of providing adequate training and technical knowledge to crew members. In this case, the SML was still completing his training modules and had not yet received training on the mechanical aspects of locomotives. Without this specific technical knowledge, he was unaware of the potential consequences of cutting out speed sensors. This case serves as a reminder that proper training is essential for ensuring safe railway operations. The elimination of the central locomotive specialist position in 2014 to 2015 led to a significant shift in the responsibilities of SMLs. While they were able to take on many of the duties, their role is broader and requires more technical knowledge than ever before. Without proper training and mentoring, there is an increased risk that these duties will not be performed to meet safe railway operations. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada's investigation report has identified several critical errors made by the crew. The report highlights the importance of proper communication and documentation between crew members. In this case, neither the locomotive engineer nor the SML made mention of the speed sensors in their respective fault logs, which could have prevented the derailment. The incident also raises questions about the effectiveness of the Mechanical Locomotive Support Desk, a dedicated team of operations support coordinators that has taken over the locomotive troubleshooting responsibilities from SMLs. While the desk may provide some level of support, it is unclear whether it can fully address the complex technical issues that arise during railway operations. The derailment resulted in no injuries and no dangerous goods were released. However, the incident highlights the importance of proper training and technical knowledge in ensuring safe railway operations. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada's investigation report serves as a reminder that even small errors can have significant consequences when it comes to safety on the railways. The investigation report has been made public, providing valuable insights into the causes of the derailment. It is essential that the rail industry takes this incident as an opportunity to review and improve its training programs, ensuring that crew members receive the necessary technical knowledge and support to perform their duties safely and effectively.